page 247. We're in the middle of the Radak. We learned yesterday we went to do three psukim. We went to the three psukim of when this, according to most of the Mefarshim, refers to Yimos HaMashiach. What is going to happen in Yimos HaMashiach? And it says, Hashem will pour out His spirit of prophecy upon every single individual, including Bneichem, Uvenoisechem, Ziknechem, your elders. They will have dreams, Chalomos Yachalmun, and the Bachurim will experience what we said, Chez Yoinois. And then we mentioned it's going to be even upon the Avodim and the Shvachos, and now Pastor Gimbal says it's going to be what we say in the Haggadah, Dom Vo'esh V'simrois Oshon, in the future, just like it was in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maisa Avois Simin Labadim. What happens in the past is just a template for what's going to happen in the future. I will bring miracles in the heaven and the earth. Dom Vo'esh V'simrois Oshon. So let's take a look over here at the Radak. The Radak says in page 247, I'll bring some wonders on the future. Yeah, thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good. And what is referred to? I'm sorry, it's 247.
In the Radak,
Pasuk Gimel. V'amoivsem yiyu ba'shamayim uva'aretz. Hadam ba'aretz. The dam will be on the earth. L'roiv ha'herek sheyihiyye. The blood refers to the blood of human beings. Now this is important because in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Makos, the blood, was not necessarily the blood of people who died. The blood was the yam, the water turned into blood. So that's a different type of blood. Here it says the blood is the blood of people that will die, their blood will flow. Now the truth is, when it says in the Haggadah, Dom Vo'esh V'Simrei Sashon, okay, I have to go back to the Haggadah, look in the Mefarshim, see what it says there. But we do know an important chazal is that there was a civil war in Egypt. Not a civil war, there was a war amongst the people themselves. When Moshe told Paro, Shalach Ami, that if you don't, the firstborns, Hashem will smite all the firstborns. So the firstborns knew about this. They heard the report, and they told Paro, let the Jews go, because if they do not go, we're going to die. We believe. Maybe you don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, but we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't want to die. So all of the firstborns formed an alliance, and they went to war against everyone else. And there was mass murder. And in fact, Chazal said there was more dead bodies, more dead people who died that were not firstborns than the firstborns. Because the firstborns were aware what would happen to them, and in advance, they tried to prevent their own death by waging war against the powers of Egypt who were refusing to allow Klal Yisrael to leave. Therefore, there was a war, and indeed there was blood. Who was the blood? The blood was the blood of human beings. That's one interpretation of what it means, Dom Vo'esh V'Simrois Oshon. That's the blood. Now, if that's the Pshat in the blood, then Nechanami, the blood there refers to blood of human beings. But if the blood there, and that referring to what happened to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, was the blood of the Yor turned into blood, that's a different type of blood. Chazal said that at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makos Bechoros, not only was there the last Mako, all of the Makos came. At the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only the Makos Bechoros was there, the Mako Bechoros, there was also all of the other Makos came back. They all returned. So there was an intensity of Makos that occurred at the very last moment of the time of Makos Bechoros. So if that's the case, the blood, again, the blood is the blood of water, not the blood of human beings. But here, over here, the Radak is telling us it's the blood of human beings. Go back over here to the Radak. The Eish, the Simrois Oshon, is going to be fire and column of smoke, Bashamayim. V'heim Abarokim HaSorfim Binoflam. This refers to the bolts of lightning. The Hasreifa Tala Oshon, the age refers to, he seems to think, is going to be lightning, a lightning show. And the lightning is going to hit structures, and it's going to be fire, and the smoke is going to go up. The Hemiyu Moifes al Magefa Sagoy Maboim al Imgoy Gumorog al Yishon. This will be a Moifes on the Magefa of the goyim that comes together with goyik umogoyik to go to the war against Yerushalayim. So notice that according to the Radak is telling us that the Simrois Oshon is not nuclear missiles, not nuclear weapons. He says that it refers to lightning. Lightning will come down from Shemayim and will cause things to ignite, to explode, to catch fire, and that fire will produce smoke, columns of smoke throughout the land. He's trying to limit the scope, at least in our perspective, of what it means, the Simrois Oshon. Okay, next, Pasuk, page 249. This Simrois Oshon, what is the Simrois Oshon? Amudei Oshon, pills of smoke, Lefisha, Amar, Shatamar, Eitz, Gavoyav, Yoshav, Shava, since a Tamar palm tree is straight, Yidamu, Hadavar, Hagavoya, the Hayosha, a love. Therefore, this is just nothing more than a metaphor. We compare something that is very tall and straight to a Tamar. Lefich, therefore, Amar, Vesimrois, Oshon, Alamudei Oshon, on a column of smoke. The chain b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal al ha'oshon amru mishetale timrasai. When the column of smoke ascends, this refers to Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the column of smoke ascends upon the Aron. He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has in his hands two things. In one hand he has a container of Kitoires. And in the other hand, or under his elbow, he has a machta, a pan of burning hot coals, and he puts the ketores on the coals, and then it begins to ignite and to produce smoke. It takes time. It takes whatever it takes. It takes maybe a minute, maybe it takes 5 minutes. I don't know how long it took, but it took time until the fire, the ketores, was ignited, and it produced smoke. And the smoke ascended and covered the Aron. So here it says over here, Mishitalet Imrasovi Amru Base of Tinas, Hoyu Al Maase HaKetores. They were the experts in producing Ketores, not just to produce the Reach, the fragrance, but there was a Yoifi in how the smoke, the column of smoke, would ascend. The loiratzu lelame, they refused to teach other people how to the trick of their trade. The sholchu, they were fired. The heviu umonim me Alexandria, and they brought replacements from Alexandria. For yoidim lefatim kimoisam, and these people who they brought from Alexandria, they knew how to produce the fragrance, but v'lohoy yoidim lahalois ha'oshon kimoisam, they did not know how to produce the beauty. They did not know how to produce the column of smoke. The yoifi of the smoke that it should ascend. Shalalu mitamer va'olu kemaka v'halalu mufutzel l'kan l'kan. The people from the family of the Beis Aftinas, they were the experts in producing the yoifi, the beauty of witnessing the column of smoke ascend straight, without it dispersing. Whereas the experts from Alexandria, Shalom Mitzrayim, maybe they were able to produce the fragrance, but they were not able the aesthetics. They were not able to produce the yoifi of witnessing, of seeing how, of producing the column of smoke. Now, this reminds me that when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I went for a bar mitzvah of my nephew, who's named after, I mentioned, the Beis Yitzchak. So I spent a lot of time trying to, you know, my cousin wrote a book about the Beis Yitzchak. He did a lot of research about the life of the Beis Yitzchak. He wrote a book in Hebrew, 198 pages, about the Beis Yitzchak. So there's one story he keeps referring to over and over, and I find it very, very connection to what it says over here. There was a fellow in Lviv, Lemberg. Lviv is Lemberg, who his name was Rabbeinu Baruch, and he was the Shliach Tzibor. He had a voice, he was the Yossel Rosenblatt of the day. Okay, he was Mamish, the Yossel Rosenblatt. He must, okay, fine, the second Yossel, but he was phenomenal, and he was ashamed of her. And he was the Shatz in Lemberg. He was the Shatz in the big shul Lemberg, where the Beis Yitzchak was the Rav, the main shul. And it seems like he did something very controversial. He I don't know the details. Maybe you can look it up online. He went and he performed in some type of a group that did not meet the standards of the Haredi police. You know what I mean by the Haredi police?
Yeah.
Okay? So the Haredi... What?
He sang that thing.
OK, Okay, so they didn't like something that he did. So they made a big bilbul, and it was a serious matter, and the Beis Yitzchak paskind that he should be removed, that indeed he should not serve for his violation, for his conduct. He should no longer serve as the shliach tzibur in the main Beis HaKnesses of Lemberg. So he was dismissed. So he needed parnasa. So he came to America. I may have to research this. He came to America, this Rabbeinu Baruch, and he got a job, but it wasn't the same. In Lemberg, he was ashamed of, or in the main Beis HaKnesses, there must have been, who knows, hundreds, if not even a thousand, thousands of people who came to hear him daven on the Yomim Neroim. In America, who was in America at that time? That was probably the beginning, maybe not even the beginning of the 20th century, the end of the 19th century, something before the 20th century. And there wasn't much going on in America. And there were not enough people that appreciated his chazonis. So he didn't succeed in America. So he went back to Lemberg. And I don't know the details, but it seems he did teshuva. He did teshuva for what he had done, and he was mevakesh that he should be taken back. They should restore him to his position.
What was the Beis Yitzchak's name?
Yitzchak Yehuda Shmelkis. Shmelkis. So he went back. He went back to Lemberg, and he did. He humbled himself before the Kohila, and the Beis Yitzchak took him back. He reinstated him as the Shatz in Lemberg. So people, there were many people that had timeless on the Beis Yitzchak. They were very upset. Why did you take him back? So he would joke. This is a joke. He would say all the time. He would joke, and he would say, you know, when we dismissed him, this wasn't the real reason why he took him back. He took him back because he felt he did tshuva. He did tshuva, and you know, he didn't. His, I don't know exactly the deal, what the violation was. Mayor's researching it. I don't know the exact details, but they took him back. So he would joke. The reason why he took him back was obviously because he did tshuva. He felt he was sincere, and he had chayrat to what he did. So he took him back. And then, but the joke was, what he would tell people was, when we fired him and he went to America, who was his replacement? We had no replacement for him. Whoever came and took his place didn't come anywhere near his talent, his ability to be me'oyer the oylam in tzvila on the yamim noiraim. And because of that, we had a very shvach minyan. We used to have a minyan here of 1,000 people. Now we went down to 100 people.
I'm sorry, what was the Chazan's last name?
I don't know his last name. His name was Baruch. And he would joke, he would say, Baruch She'omar. When Baruch is Omar, meaning he sings, V'hoya Oilam. Then we have a Chosh of Oilam in the Beis HaKnesses. But when Baruch is not She'omar, he's not the Shliach Tzibur, there's no Oilam here. There's no minion. So he had, that was his joke. And he would say that, he would say this in many, many different contexts. His drashas, it seems, were not so popular. When he gave a shir, the Beis Yitzchak, he didn't draw a big crowd. But when Baruch gave a cantorial, concert, they had slichas, and Baruch was performing, there was a big oilam. So they would always say, Baruch She'omar. When Baruch is the oimer, is the one that sings the chazonis, then the hoyo ha'oilam. But achen vei for me, when Yitzchak is the one who's giving the drasha, there was not much of a crowd. Okay, that's remind me over here, the Beis Aftinois. The Beis Aftinois, they knew what they were doing. And when they did the Ketores, it was beautiful. This is a very interesting idea in general, that there are two different, this is a side topic, it's not really related to the Pshat and the Pasuk, but he's saying that the Tamar, in the Ketores, there are